I know who you are. Yeah, I said, I know who you are. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
We stiff neck. We wild. We on the corner. Wildin' out. We ignorant. We proud. Rebellious. I style.
I know who you are, boy. You need some help. Open your mind and free yourself. For knowledge overpowers wealth. Put education on the shelf and take a second look to see which route you took. Yeah. Fall in love with a bunch of crooks and forget you the children of that book.
Okay.
To the enemies they sold you, made you believe anything they told you,
yep.
And left you with two decisions: either choose death or choose religion.
Yeah.
But you fell off Jacob's ladder and chose to listen to the master. Got caught in the devil's rapture. Now your life is a whole disaster.
Yeah, I said I know who you are. I know who you are. I know where you're going. We stiff neck, we wild, we on the corner, wildin' out. We ignorant, we proud, rebellious, our style.
We're the only ones who can't see it. Got the truth but don't believe it. Curse of being disobedient since the days enslaved in Egypt. Then Moses said, let my people go. Still we act like we ain't know who was our father. We didn't even bother to listen. And not to mention we blatantly worship others. We went from one to another. We threw stones at our brothers. When they was trying to just bring us back to the truth, there's nothing wrong with that. Like Stephanos in the book of Acts. And all he did was state the facts.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are, and I know where you're going. We stiff neck, we wild, we on the corner, wildin' out. We ignorant, we proud.
I know the keepers of the law were standing tall, saying righteous above them all. What's the goal, coach? The other teams filled with many men that's lost. So they don't know their identity, but I do, so they envy me. Cause you're a nation of people that's so rebellious. Accusers of your brethren, when he speaks the truth, you get jealous. But but I stay one accord with all my righteous fellas. Cause we know who we are, there's nothing else that you can tell us.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are, and I know where you're going. Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are, and I know where you're
Sisters, friends, and family. I'm your host, Dawid Yakub Maccabeus. I'm coming to you live in Sweden. Today is December 3rd, 2011. This is our Hebrew Council meetings. This is actually Hebrew Council meeting number 9. Okay? And actually, to get the proper date right, this is December 3rd, 2011, but this is actually the 10th month. So that means that's 3.5 months until the Passover. For those that are confused by this, I want you to go to whoanet.org, go to the page that says Shabbat, and it'll explain how the proper calendars should be set up. And the key to understanding on where we are is knowing how the date's been changed and actually knowing where we are in that date. Okay, I'm going to, we have a couple people calling in. I'm waiting for Brother D to call in. And seeing that the people are in the chat room, welcome. If you can hear me in the chat room, can you just say, I can hear you, or type that in so I know that I'm coming in clear. I've been having a little problems with my Skype this week. So if I get cut out, I might actually have to call in. Okay. I'm going to type something in the chat room and see if I get a response from somebody, just to make sure that everything's okay. But in the meantime, I'm going to open up in a word of prayer, and then I'm going to go over the agenda. Okay, I can hear you. Okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for giving us another week to speak to you. I ask that you continue to bless me, Heavenly Father. I ask that you continue to give me strength, O Father. I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I pray that you guide us this week, O Father. I pray that you send this message out to somebody that needs to hear it. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you help those, Heavenly Father, that are destroyed by mind control. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you make it right, because I know you can make it right, O Father. All we need to do is call your name. Oh, Father, I pray this in the name of Yahushua's precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, y'all, what we're going to do is first I'm going to talk about the agenda. All right? For the agenda, this week's agenda, I know I sent out a welcome this week, but we're going to talk about mind control and chemical warfare. The illegal food gardens, like why is it illegal to have food gardens? Bush, Obama, and the housing scandal. And then I'm going to talk about the analogy and how it's like a puzzle and trying to explain that to people. And then, of course, we're going to have open talk and open discussion, read a few scriptures and closing statement. And like I said, the last time I had a council meeting, what I wanted to do was I want to make sure that it's open for people to call in, to discuss, and this is for us to come together and actually, bounce ideas off each other, and it's a time for us to utilize this internet while we have it. In case people were, especially the Americans, in case you know that they passed this week a law that allows them to come and arrest Americans, citizens. Okay? They can arrest you, and they don't have to tell you why. They can say it's for its terrorism. And those that understand 9/11 should know by now that the terrorism that was over there was used to set up what we see today. So if they're putting these laws into place now, then I think we should keep our eyes open. Let me see if Brother D's on the line. Brother D, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Okay, welcome, brother. Welcome.
Hey, I just got in. So.
Hey, no problem. No problem. All
right.
I'm just going over to open. I just talked about the agenda and everything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just talk. There's a couple audio files that I'm going to play to set up the discussion, And I want people to participate in that discussion if you're on the line. And I'm going to welcome, if you want to call, if you want to say something, I ask you to raise your hand. And then, you know, we will answer your call, and then we can have a nice discussion going on in here. And it's always good when we all talk about it. Today's show is set for 2 hours. We might go overtime depending on if we get a lot to talk about. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is the first thing on the agenda is mind control and chemical warfare. First, let's discuss this thing called mind control. All right? The most powerful mind control is what's been set up in the United States. And that's when you have a slave and that slave thinks he's free. Then that slave is reminded that he's not free when he tries to do certain things. Now, as living as a black man in America, okay, there's a lot of times when I knew I couldn't do certain things that other people could do in America, or as I will pay with my freedom. And you just naturally took on that role because, you know, you just knew. Like, for instance, if I'm driving and a cop pulls me over, I know how much respect I have to say to the police officer to make sure that he doesn't take me to jail. If I said to the police officer, "You do have no right to arrest me. It's against the Constitution of the United States," I will probably hear clunk, clunk, clunk upside my head, get thrown in the car, and that'd be it. Now, I say that because that has been going on for a long time, and everybody knows it. It's not like I'm telling y'all nothing new. But what's new is that now it seems like that system is now being turned on all Americans, especially white America. So there's a change happening in this country. They just took away our rights. Everybody's right. So what's this all about? Okay. Well, what does this have to do with mind control? Well, you see, you were never really free. None of us are ever free. In my first broadcast of Rise of the Black Messiah, I demonstrated or explained how the slave trade is still going on by showing you how they treat the people in Sierra Leone. And the way they treated those people in Sierra Leone and in the Ivory Coast with the chocolate and just in the child labor, I mean, it's a system of slavery, but no one spoke out against it because it was business as usual, you know? And why didn't they speak out against it? Why didn't your religious morals tell you that this is wrong? But now it seems like the tables are turning. But everybody's getting into that system now. But mind control, which is this system, is telling you everything is going to be okay. Oh, everything's not going to be okay. Okay? There are certain things that we have to do. And hopefully we can cover these things today in this broadcast. But I'm not just going to blame religion for this mind control system. There's something else going on here. And that is chemicals. Okay? Chemicals. Now, I had a conversation with my brother over the weekend, this past week, and we hit on this a little bit because we were wondering, you know, why don't people have the ability to grasp things that are simple, retain those things, and build on them to come up with other conclusions, okay? It's a mystery why people can't do that. But when I say chemicals wars, when I say that there is chemical warfare going on, you have to understand that we are at war. Everybody's at war. And there's a particular people that we're at war with, okay? And they are putting chemicals in the things that we eat. Now, I'm going to play an audio file, and then back, and then we're gonna start talking about that. Then I'll explain it to you afterwards. Okay, now this audio file, it's only about it's about 4 minutes long. Okay, I'm gonna play it, and then I'll come back and explain it. All right, here it goes.
And could you explain endocrine disruptor?
So probably the easier way to think about this, in Europe, and the headline writers call these gender-bending hormones, the things that affect hormones like androgens and estrogens that determine whether we're masculine or feminine, particularly in development. A lot of the things like phthalates that we see in fragranced products, even things like nail polish or not just fragrance products. But phthalates are a remarkable series of chemicals that are used in multiple things. So phthalates are used in nail polish. They're also used to make your rubber ducky soft if it's made out of PVC. And they are gender-bending in that we've found that babies that were exposed to phthalates in the womb, if they're baby boys, they become more feminized in ways that, by strange, that's why they call them gender-bending hormones, in developmental ways. If you want specifics on that, it's where the urethra is closer to the anus. Be more specific about it.
That's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff, and the fact that these things are out in the environment and in our products without being tested for health, and you know that we're testing, we're all guinea pigs for them right now. If most of us, if we had our blood tested, we'd have something like 200 chemicals in our blood, 50 known carcinogens, others that are reproductive hazards, many of them that have been banned, you know, like DDT were banned in 74, 76, and are still, the residues are still in our blood. We don't know what the effects of those are. We can't say that, you know, chemical A in my blood is going to give me breast cancer, but we can draw some correlations, some strong correlations between exposures, particularly to things like phthalates and personal care products, and the higher risk of breast cancer, early puberty, which is also a predictor for breast cancer in girls.
Do you see phthalates on an ingredient list? Would you be able to look for it, find it, and avoid that product?
Unfortunately, no. For many things, in household cleaners, there isn't a requirement. There isn't currently a disclosure and labeling requirement, although this particular product has triclosan on the label, and so that's regulated as an antimicrobial. It's regulated by the US EPA, so that has to be on the label if they're making an antibacterial claim, which they are here. If, however, they decided to not make that claim and just have it be a preservative, there's no requirement for it to be on the label. So most household cleaning chemicals don't have labeling requirements, and in fact, they don't exist for personal care products either. But the way to avoid phthalates is, one, stay away from air fresheners. They're most likely to be the carrier fragrance in there. Dibutyl phthalate has been commonly used in nail polish through the work of Breast Cancer Fund and the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. We've gotten many of the large manufacturers to remove that from products. So stay away from fragrance products if you can, because that tends to be what both personal care products and household chemicals, because that tends to be where phthalates are found. And also your the handy-dandy rubber ducky that I was holding up before. Phthalates are used also to soften plastics, as are some heavy metals. So look for non-PVC toys if you can. These days, there's now marketing phthalate-free toys, and if you can look for, there's a European mark. Let me write this down. There's a European mark that says that it's phthalate-free. I can't find it at the moment. CE. The European eco mark is CE on toys. It is not, unfortunately, on this little rubber ducky, and that says that it complies with the European Union's phthalate-free. The good news about that also is that we just passed federally. Senator Dianne Feinstein got a bill through Congress that will ban the sale of any toys in the U.S. that have phthalates, a subset of phthalates, four common phthalates that are used in toys and heavy metals in toys. So as of February 2009, those toys will technically not be allowed to be sold in the U.S., which catches us up to the European Union that banned them about 10 years ago.
Okay, now that's it. Now, they said banned in 2009. Okay, so you know this is older audio, and I bet you they didn't ban those phthalates yet. Okay, now, phthalates is spelled P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. How I found out about this is I was having a discussion with somebody, and we were talking about homosexuality, and I was saying, you know, I had always had my stance about homosexuals. I was saying, look, I ain't got nothing against a person that's homosexual, right? But I always said that it's not natural, because it's nothing that the Most High would create, because he creates things to reproduce itself. It's not really a natural thing in the environment. Now, that's nothing to get upset about. That's just a fact. Okay? Everybody should know that fact. But yet, the world is pushing it on us that this is normal. Okay? But it's not normal. Now, you can say, well, it's normal in society. But the question is, why is it a normal thing in society? We have to look at the religions. Okay? A lot of times, the religion in itself required this particular act. If we look in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was that particular act in the religion. Okay? But when we go back to the basics without all of the debates, and we just say, is it something that's natural? Okay? Is it something that God would create if we have a perfect God? And of course we do. Well, the answer is no. Okay? Because it does not reproduce itself. So during the conversation, you know, there was like a little argument back and forth. And then I made the comment. I said, look, there are actual chemicals in our environment that create this type of imbalance. And the person was like, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. You know, and I said, it's all deal with this, with the petroleum and the chemical industry. They didn't believe me. So, you know, I got angry and I did some research. And then, of course, it's out there. Okay. It's out there everywhere. All you need to do is look. One of the videos you can look up is called Homotoxinus. It's spelled Homotoximus. Homotoxius. All right. Now, I say this because there's been an explosion within homosexuality. And within this explosion, we have to ask ourselves, what's going on here? Is it something that, is man turning this way? Is this something natural or unnatural? Now, if you were listening carefully to that audio file, you would have noticed that they said that what this particular thing, phthalate, what is it? It's a gender-bending chemical. What does gender-bending mean? It means it turns you from male to female at birth. Male to female at birth. Hold on now. We have a petrol company creating chemicals that strategically target the gender of a male. And it mostly targets male and turns them feminine. Now, isn't that like the most perfect bioweapon? If you basically have a weapon where you can actually turn all the males feminine, what type of army would that be? If you turn that towards, let's say, the black community, how would they retain anything spiritual in their mind if they were seeking the same sex? Wasn't there a rise in the black community lately in this homosexuality? Tight jeans. We see it all over the internet now. Okay? Now, this is something that we have to address. But if we speak about it, we get that label of homophobic. What the hell is homophobic? I don't even know what that means. I'm not homophobic. I'm not phobic about anything. You know? I think those people are truth-phobic. Because when you speak the truth, they want to condemn you. Say, oh, it's hate speech. Okay, the reason why they call it hate speech, because if you speak about this issue that's happening within all communities, not just the black community, all communities without America, we have a huge industry, an oil industry, that is creating these phthalates that are gender bending. Now, it's in the bottles, plastic bottles. It's in the little rubber duckies. it happens when you heat the when you heat up this plastic, it releases these chemicals. Did you hear what they said in the video? It said there's over 200 foreign chemicals in our body, okay? 200 foreign chemicals in our body. And they said that it's been going there since DDT, since the 70s. It's still in the blood. It's within the blood. Okay? Now, let me tell you something. Before I came to Sweden, I had to take a blood test because I wanted to make sure I was healthy. So I had to do a whole physical. I did a blood test. I did everything. You know? I mean, you don't have to. It's not required. But you have to take, you know, anyway, it's a story. But they took the blood from me. And the lady came back, and she was like, wow, your blood is so clean. She goes, I have not seen blood this clean in years. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. She was like, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, I eat fresh vegetables, and I do juice every day, parsley. And, you know, I had like this this juice machine, so I was just doing fresh juices and parsley, and I was just drinking it all the time, okay? And the lady was like, she was like shocked, right? But then when I listen to this audio file and it talks about the 200 chemicals in our system, what I was doing, which I didn't know, I was going through the process of detoxing. I was actually wiping these chemicals, cleaning my blood. Okay? Now, I say that because by me cleaning my blood gave me the ability to retain information, to retain this word, okay? And I'm not just into cleaning my blood with healthy food. I also do martial arts. I work out. I try to stay healthy. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I do things that just stay healthy, you know? So I have a feeling that the reason why we are so messed up and why people aren't thinking straight, why people have to defend themselves for telling the truth about things like homosexuality, why we have lost our minds, is because we are under a chemical biological attack. Okay? We are under an attack. And until we understand what's going on and we start detoxing, we're not going to retain this. I mean, just this weekend, a few days ago, they just passed a law that they can arrest any American. Say you're a terrorist. That's it. Where's the outrage? Okay? We still got the fluoride in the water. Y'all hear about that? They say that the chemical in fluoride is the same thing in Prozac. What does the Prozac make you do? Makes you docile. When you read through these chemicals, they talk about how it creates ADHD, autism. All these chemicals are going through our system. This is chemical warfare. Chemical warfare. Now, before I keep yakking, does anybody have any comments on that? Because I'm gonna keep getting into this. First, let me check with Brother D, see if he has anything to say. Let me see. Hold on one second, y'all. Hey, Brother D, you there?
I'm here, brother.
Oh, you got any comments, or should I keep moving?
No, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. It is. It's chemicals in everything.
Everything.
And they, yes. And they're closing off the avenues that we have to keep ourselves healthy.
Yep.
Through this regulation.
Yeah.
Of the food and almost what you can eat and what you can't eat. I know people don't believe that. They say, "What do you mean? What I can eat and what I can't eat?" But they've got tricky ways of limiting your choices.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it every day. Because I remember when I used to do a lot of fasting and detox and stuff like that. So I know what happens when you fast. You clear your body out and you also clear your mind. Because if you look at everything, everything's fast food. They teach you to eat on the run. You don't chew your food properly. They teach you to eat like an animal. So they feed you poison. It clogs your mind. It slows you down. They feed you alcohol, tobacco. They show everything on TV. It's a mind control. I remember one time I did a gallbladder cleanse, right? It's a gallbladder, yeah. Gallbladder flush. I had to take this drink, like this organic apple juice for like 7 days, and then like on the sixth night I had to drink this cup of, like, half a cup of olive oil and half a cup of lemon juice. But they have, I had to lay on my right side or whatever, and in fetal position or whatever, and for about an hour. So they said the next day I would wake up and would come out. So yeah, I went through all of this just to see, because it was done to get rid of the heavy metals and stuff. So because the only thing that would flush out was just the stone. So I got up the next day, man. It felt like I had been gorging on food for a day or two, right?
Yeah.
Brother, I passed 123 of those stones.
Wow. And that's from that cleanse?
From that cleanse, because I had done the fast through, and I had to go and, you know, because this hydrotherapist gave me this, she gave me this little program to go through to do that. So, yeah, brother, that stuff sets up on all your organs, your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder. And it's just poison and filth. Even when you think you're healthy, they still find a way to poison your food.
I want you to send me that recipe with that gallbladder kill. I got them all, man.
I've got them all. So I've done almost any fast you can think of. I've done them. So, but you have to keep your mind clear, and the only way to do that, you have to step back and you have to fast and pray. There's a reason why you need to fast.
Yep.
Because then you're clogged up with a bunch of junk. You can't receive information, and you can't retain it either. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And that, you know, there's two things that you remind me of, and that's them giving you choices. But the other thing about the olive oil, you know, there's a group out there. It's called the
it's choppy.
Oh, the child, because, you know, it's the Skype, man. They might cut it out.
Okay, I can hear you now.
You hear me? Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's a group in Washington, D.C., and they're trying to regulate what we eat. Okay? And they're making a lot of things illegal. But they're doing it as if they're trying to make it like it's safety. But behind it, it's Monsanto's, okay? Now, they had, like, they passed the Food Safety Act, I think it was in 2010, okay? In 2010, when they passed the Food Safety Act, they made it illegal for you to grow gardens, okay? Has anybody heard of that?
Yes.
Okay.
They started that stuff here in Georgia.
Yep. And you have to ask the question, why would it make it illegal to grow gardens? Hey, we have a 972's on the line.
972?
Yeah,
972. All right, I got him.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dart.
Shalom, hey, Dirk. How you doing today, brother?
Doing good, man, doing good.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Yeah, good to hear from you, brother. Hey, in the event that I get cut off, y'all just keep talking because Skype's been cutting me off. The illegal gardens. All right. Now the thing is like, why would they ban illegal gardens? You know, and it's really strange. But when you look who's behind it, and you realize that, you know, are they really that hard up for money? Do they really want to make that much profit? Because they pretty much cornered the market anyway when it comes to food. And how much money do you really need? You know, I mean, how much money can you save by keeping people from trading some tomatoes? I mean, you can't grow that much variety in your garden. It depends, you know, you have to be in a really special place to grow everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's your garden.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. So you have to think. You have to think about it. They don't want to let you have control of your own health. You know? They
want
to control your health.
That's right.
Okay? It's not about the money. It's about this control. And the way to fight this, okay, now I thought about, like, how would I fight it? Well, because I'm in Sweden, fortunately, we're not going through that yet. And I say yet because Europe has fallen, so, you know, it's like nipping at the door. But how I'm going to fight it is I'm going to write up a little flyer, mail exactly what's going on to different people in the neighborhood, and just tell them, look, let's just rebel. Let's just grow it. Let them arrest us. Just go to jail. Listen, the reason why people aren't outraged is because we are under this chemical warfare, and we are very docile. We're just going along with this stuff. But if people start to rise up, they will start to push back. They'll start to pull back on it because they can't handle all these people going to prison and being rebellious. I mean, they're not gonna have like 80-year-old grandmothers and old men in jail. They're not gonna be able to handle that. And after a while, police officers are gonna be like, "This is just ridiculous." Okay, what you need to do is you just do not participate. Okay, you do not participate. You just but you need to have more people involved. You just can't do it yourself. You got to have an agreement between people and start doing it now while you have the opportunity to resist. There's going to become a point where this phase of resistance is going to end. Okay? Anybody have any comments on that?
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Derek.
Well, I was just going to reference the information that I sent you, Dawid, about the inoculation.
Oh, yeah, yes. Another
see, one thing that we got to realize, man, is that, see, they started about 200 years ago is when they started vaccinating people. And you know, what they – if you look at the chemicals that are actually in the vaccinations, man, you would not let them touch you with that stuff. Because not only are there is there mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum oxide and all this other stuff, there is raw animal DNA, whether it's rabbit brains, cow heart, monkey kidneys, I mean, just a whole range of animal DNA that or animal proteins that they're injecting in your body. And what happens with this is, they're injecting it right into your bloodstream. Now, a lot of times people have these reactions to it, but all the time, what your body does, because you know, your blood is what transports all the nutrients, the amino acids and whatnot that your cells use to make the proteins that it or the different, you know, proteins and what it needs to actually divide in the DNA. So it takes this animal DNA out of your blood and it makes it a part of you. So every one of us has animal DNA in us right now, or specifically how it's coded, because, you know, once it gets in your cell, it never leaves. Because once a cell makes it a part of it, you know, builds on that, and it divides, now your body's contaminated. It's not going to be the same as it would have been from the beginning, you know, from when you were first born. So, I mean, man, I've spent almost the whole week researching these vaccines. Man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it makes you think, man, what about the H1N1 that was going on a few years ago? What were they trying to put in us then?
Exactly. And the thing about it is, vaccines are not even proven to work. They tell us that they work, but actually, like, for example, polio. If you look at the graph that they show you, is only like 5 to 10 years. They say, okay, they started inoculations, and you see, you know, it goes down after an inoculation, but that's not true because they're only taking a small snippet of I think it was 100 years of this trend, but it's always been going down. The only thing that's ever been proven to actually reduce the number of people getting infected by measles, mumps, and polio, and smallpox is through better sanitation and better nutrition. Those are the only two things. I mean, the Most High made us correctly from the beginning. He gave us everything we needed. It doesn't make sense to directly inject something into your bloodstream, especially as a baby. That makes no sense. It doesn't help you in any way. I mean, it's never been proven to.
You guys, you hit on a lot of things, man, and I'm going to make a comment on something. There's that one symbol with the snake and the staff, right?
Right.
Y'all know that's the symbol of this Amalekite. That is his symbol. It's that snake and that staff.
Yeah.
You will see it throughout this whole Amalekite lineage, especially the snake. Now, that's the symbol for medicine, right? It's also I think it's the Caduce symbol, the new symbol, the new 13th symbol that they found that so happens to be in the ninth month. Well, you're right, man. This whole system is controlled by these demonic beings, and people do not realize it. But now when they are starting to mess with the actual DNA of the Most High, this is serious. Hey, brother, we got a couple hands up. Let's see if they want to say something.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to do Sister Jeanette, do you want to say something? Hello? Okay. Erico 775, do you want to say something?
Shalom, shalom. This is Sister Jazz and Sister Venus.
Hey. Hey, Sister Jazz, Sister Venus.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Kind of broke up there. I don't know if that was my end or your end.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit about how you guys are talking about these vaccinations and all this stuff. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but I guess as far as this Gardasil vaccination that they had out for the young girls, those have been tracked back to having mercury in those. These girls have been going sterile all across the country.
Yeah. And they're dying and they're having they can't walk over that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And now they just approved the Gardasil for the little boys now.
Yeah,
exactly.
And how about this? Bill Gates is in Africa pushing vaccines all over Africa.
Oh wow.
Right.
Wow.
And they can. There's a company. It's called Malaria No More. Malaria No More. Everybody remember that. They had banners on CNN for months talking about how they want donations. Look at all the people that are involved in it. You have these useful idiots that are promoting it. These stars and actors, but yet they're. Do they really need vaccines for malaria in Africa? It's what 2009.
Exactly. And no.
Do you really need malaria vaccine?
And it wouldn't work anyway.
It's not going to work. And what are they doing? They want to help us so bad that they're going to vaccinate us?
That's
the correct. Those vaccinations aren't, they're not, there's more in them that they're not telling us. And they're causing birth defects. Even with this flu shot, you can walk into Walgreens, Walmart, anywhere, and get a flu shot. You know, and a lot of the elders and a lot of the young kids, they're getting these shots, and they're coming up, they're ending up with all of these bad symptoms that they didn't have prior. And now, in the state of Nevada, for your kindergartner, if your kindergartner does not have the proper shots that they tell you to get, you can't, don't even think about bringing your child to school and dropping them off. They will not accept your child now.
Right.
Unless you...
So they're been 5 years old. Oh, this is so frustrating.
I'm sorry?
I said this is so frustrating.
Hey,
yeah,
now check this out. What they want to do, at birth, there, I looked at the schedule for them, you know, for the vaccines. It says that before the child leaves the hospital after birth, they want to give it a hepatitis B shot. Now, what sense does that make? Hepatitis B? I mean, and at birth, the baby doesn't even have an immune system at that point.
You know what? They tried to do that to my kids out here, and I looked at that, and I was like, my boy ain't getting that. I said, and I did. I looked through all the. You know what I did? I looked through all the vaccination shots. Right? They got the first MMR, all that stupid stuff, and they want them to take one, two, I think three or four of them within like this time period. I did some research. I was like, you guys ain't even touching my kids with that mess. Get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh man, yo, this is serious, y'all. This is really serious.
Yes, the genetic recipe of the globe is being rewritten right now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
DNA, bottom line.
The DNA is changing.
And think about Noah now. Now remember what it says that Noah was the only one who was pure. And then doesn't say the like now it would be like the days of Noah.
Yep.
I mean, what were they doing back then?
Yep. Hey y'all, look, I'm gonna play this. This is right on target. Listen to this really carefully. It's a really short clip, and they talk about AIDS. Okay. Now listen to this guy. He's a little bit hard to understand, but this gives you a key on what exactly they're doing. I'm gonna play it right now. It's like 3 minutes to 59 seconds. All right, here it goes.
We talked about oxidative stress earlier. Is treating oxidative stress one of the best ways to deal with the African AIDS epidemic?
I think this is one way to approach, to decrease the rate of transmission, because I believe HIV, we can be exposed to HIV many times without being chronically infected. Our immune system could get rid of virus within a few weeks if you have a good immune system. And this is the problem also of African people. Their nutrition is not very equilibrated. They are in oxidative stress, even they are not infected with HIV. So their immune system doesn't work well already. So it's prone, it can, you know, allow HIV to get in and persist. So there are many ways which are not the vaccine, the magic name, the vaccine. Many ways to decrease the transmission just by simple measures of nutrition, giving antioxidants, proper antioxidants, hygiene measures, you know, fighting the other infections. So they are not spectacular, but they could, you know, decrease very well the epidemic to the level they are in occidental countries, Western
so
countries.
If you have a good immune system, then your body can naturally get rid of HIV.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Do you think we should have more of a push for antioxidants and things of that nature in Africa than antiretroviral?
We should push for more, a combination of measures, antioxidant by nutrition, advice and nutrition, fighting other infections, malaria, tuberculosis, parasitosis. Most children have worms. education, of course, genital hygiene for women and men also. Very simple measure, which not very expensive, but which could do a lot. And this is my worry about the many spectacular action. Of course, there are global funds to buy drugs and so on, Bill Gates and so on, for the vaccine. But those kind of measures are not very well funded. They're not funded at all, or they are. It really depends on the local government to take conscious of this, but local government, they take advice of the scientific advisors from the surgeon institutions, and they don't get this kind of advice very often.
There's no money in nutrition, right? There's no profit.
There's no profit, yes. Water is important. Water is key.
Now, one thing you said, you were talking about the fact that if you have a built immune system, it is possible to get rid of HIV naturally. If you take a poor African who's been infected and you build up their immune system, is it possible for them to also naturally get rid of it?
I would think so.
Okay. That's an important
It's important knowledge, which is completely neglected. You know, people always think of drugs and vaccine. So this is a message which may be different from the what you heard before, no?
The closing?
No, yes, my message is different from what you heard from Fauci.
Yes, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
Some people are very fortunate and they don't have these side effects.
What is the fine audience?
So what is the demo?
Okay. That was a clip about that's from another documentary about HIV. And I wanted to play that. I got to mute some people. I wanted to play that because I noticed something. Now, the main thing about this was about the HIV epidemic that's going on in Africa. You know, this has been going on now for over 20 years, all right? We already have the suspicion about, okay, and they find out that this particular drug targets the African more so than the European. They say it's hard for the European to actually get this particular disease because they talk about how the actual virus is attached itself to certain couplers in the genetics of the African. So, you know, which proves that this is another one of these biological warfare weapons. But then when they realize that, you know, the African immune system is powerful, that means that we can fight it off. They say, well, but in order to fight it off, we need what? Water and proper nutrition. Then we got to say, like, damn, this is why they're starving the Africans. This is why they're cutting off the water and the dams. Perfect example, Gaddafi. What did Gaddafi do? He built a dam to bring water all throughout Libya. That would water down throughout Africa, right? At least through Libya, and then start to water out through the other coasts, and therefore it would create farms, and then these farms would have fresh fruits and vegetables, and then he could feed Africa, and this would solve the nutrition problem. But now that it's blown to hell, this is not going to happen. So did they kill Gaddafi for his gold, or did they kill it for save this epidemic that is going on right now? You know, I mean, there's so many twists and turns that are happening right now that, you know, we really need we need the Most High right now to intervene, because things are getting really hectic now, you know. Does anybody have any comments before I continue? Because I just wanted to play that because I was backing up a lot of things that people were saying.
No, that was good, brother. We can move on. We got to take some calls later.
Okay. All right. Now, the next thing on the list, all right, because I just want to go over this, and then we're going to open up to we just talk freely. I have on here Bush-Obama House Scandal. All right. Now, I actually was going to read a paper, but it's in the other room, and I don't want to go get it right now, but I do remember it. And I'm just going to have to bring it from memory. In 2002, George Bush got on the mic. George Bush got on. He did his state. What is it called? Presidential statement, whatever the hell. Well, he did one of these address. He did one of these addresses, and he was telling people. He was like, "Look, I'm going to put everybody. I'm going to make homes affordable for the lower income people, right? Basically targeting the you know." The lower income, the minorities. He said, "I'm going to help you guys get a house," and he set out this aggressive program to get out this lending going on. And a couple of my family members fell for it. And what this did was it allowed all these people to get in homes But they were only allowed to have those homes for like 2 or 3 years, and then they would go to a rate in which they couldn't afford them. Everybody knows by now what happened. And then when they tried to refinance it, nobody would So then they were kicking people out of their houses, right? And then people would get kicked out of the house, and it's effect where they're kicked out. Now they can't go to work because they have no house to live in, and they're stressing, and they lose their job, and it's not easy to get a job. Then at the same time as they're losing their jobs, then we have this economy crisis, and then thousands upon thousands and millions upon millions of jobs are being lost throughout the months, creating this depression, okay? And now we find out that all of that was engineered, because then we go to 2008 and we start reading about how, oh, this is a crisis, we need to get money, we need to sign this emergency bill so we can keep people in their houses. And then they go to Congress, and Congress asks for $700 billion. They get the $700 billion, and what do? They don't use none of the money for the houses. They use it to save different banks, and people think they're saving the banks because the banks are now going to be able to use that money and keep the people, so they don't have to lay people off and keep the company afloat. But then they don't give the banks, they don't give the companies the money, and then all these companies start going under. Was it Circuit City, Bed and Bath and Beyond? Which other ones out there? GM. All these huge companies that we've known for years are now just falling. Boom, boom, boom. And then the economy is shot. And then we find out that the people behind it, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Rothschild. I mean, you really, if you go to my website, you go to whoinat.org, and you'll see there's a book on there. It's called The Four Horsemen. Click on that, and then I will take, get that book, because it really explains all of this that's happening now. And also, there's a on there where you can actually read who are the real culprits behind here, okay? All of this is tied in together, y'all. It's all tied in together. This is everything that's going on right now is not an accident. It should be evident, okay? What we need to do is we really need to start planning right now what it is that we need to do while this storm is coming, and be able to kind of to participate what's going to happen and how to protect ourselves. And I think one thing is you don't participate in the system. That's the next thing. The other thing is you don't rise up crazily. Like if you don't have to, I mean, if they come in your house and they start, messaging your kids, that's a death sentence. But when it's like, if you don't have to go crazy, don't go crazy. But if you can have a non-participation group movement, just don't participate. Just say, you're not, as I say, you are the government, so I'm not going to cooperate with you. And if everybody does that, then people will start to really get the message. They'll start to get the message, you know? Before I keep yakking, I'm going to open up some of these calls. Hey, Brother D, should we start opening up some of these lines?
Yeah, I'll do that. Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. See if someone wants to say something. Look here. Sorry so late for this link. Alex Jones talked about HIV being used as a weapon around minute 13 and 14. Oh, Lariah sent the link. All right. Thank you. I'm going to click on that later. Hey, who is that?
I got them all open. They're not talking.
Okay. Let me.
Oh. I'm here.
Should we just? I'm
okay,
here.
Okay. Caller number 804.
Hey.
Who is that?
Everybody. My name is Brother JoJo.
JoJo. Yeah.
I have something I would like to add on.
Wait, JoJo. What's your first three letters? First three numbers?
804.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to add on. I have a piece of I would like to play for the audience, and it's real good. And could I begin?
Yeah, but you got to set it up, JoJo.
Okay.
What is it?
Set it up now.
What is it?
it's about medicine, vaccines, you know. This doctor named Rebecca Carlin and her co-host Patrick Jordan, and he went into the science of medicine, how to go back to black magic from all the way back from Babylonian times. Very interesting.
Okay.
Well, we could listen.
How long is it, brother?
Well, we could play what, 3, 4, 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here I go.
Tell the listeners, what started you on this path to investigate the subject matter regarding the holy virus of belief that has apparently affected the world?
That is the most important question so far, and we together have actually addressed this on shows like with Drew Raines, but only in passing. And I think I should emphasize this every time we get on the air, that this line of inquiry started because I was looking into medicine, and I had discovered that medicine didn't work. And when you find out that, you know, people are going to worship in the halls of medicine and they're getting nothing in exchange for it, you have to define, well, just what is medicine and where did it come from? And when you open up that rabbit hole and you fall down that, you start to find out that prior to the 1700s, when they were still using science to try to codify medicine, prior to the 1700s, it was all based on black magic. And that shocked me. It took me about a year to recover from that realization and understand the context that when you go all the way back to Babylon and Egypt, where the earliest medical texts were codified, this stuff was all based on black magic. And when you take that then as just a starting point and you look at just how desperately evil medicine, as you like to call it, has become, then it's a one-to-one relationship. You can't deny it.
Exactly, and I want to say that I came to the same conclusion about medicine myself independently before we started working together about a year ago, I guess it's been now, and that was a shocker for me too, this whole idea of pharmakia and sorcery. And independently in our investigations, we also found that they actually used dead animals and annulus of mercury. I'm not sure, I think it was in the 1600s they were doing this as a way to mind control the people.
We had come across some information of Del Rio, who was a Jesuit priest that wrote about spell casting using animal blood, a definition of vaccines, and mercury, toxic metals, which are in vaccines. And this pattern recurs throughout all of history. If we do a fast forward to the years of Jenner, then we find out that typically after they had variolated or vaccinated somebody, that's actually putting literal pus into a wound they created, they would often treat them, if you consider poisoning somebody treatment, with mercury or antimony, which again is another toxic heavy metal. And so this pattern has been unaltered throughout history.
No question. And in fact, the way that they patent medicines, which have their basis in herbs in many cases, is they have to corrupt it by attaching some chemical group, some chemical moiety it's called, to the herb so that they can have a patent on it, because you can't patent nature. And then they're putting all kinds of other garbage in, of course, food coloring. And it's just truly amazing the things that I find when I do consults for people and I look in the PDR to see what drugs that they're taking. I mean, in almost every case, not only does the drug have umpteen side effects, but it's also going to cause the very thing you're taking it for. So it's straight from hell, and it's so amazing that medicine has also become a religion. You have the white-coated priest with his vaccination, that's the baptismal rite, and this is what starts you on the road to death and destruction. And it's just amazing how many people, I mean, they believe in medicine as much as they believe in the various religions, which, as you so amazingly found in your research, are all from the same source. It's just been twisted and spun as a divide and conquer technique. And I just was curious, how many years would you say you've been researching this? And if you have any idea, how many books have you read to come to this most amazing, you know, synopsis of information that you've come up with?
Well, Dr. Carley, the only way to answer that properly is that I had only started this inquiry into the black magic recently. And some people have questioned whether or not I am some kind of warlock, witch, or sorcerer. And I want to state for the permanent record that I am not a witch, a warlock, a sorcerer, or I do not practice black magic of any sort, okay? The only proof for that statement, because you don't have to believe me, there's that word again, that I may be the only person in the history of this planet who has ever pointed out that there has never been an attempt to kill the devil.
Yeah.
And I would like to make kind of a prediction here, maybe, if that's even the proper word, that if my work is significant, the UN right now is working on some resolutions that would punish speech against religion of any kind, okay? If my work is to be significant and point out to the world that no one has ever talked about stopping and killing the devil, then the UN just might try to pass a resolution that talk against any kind of deity, devil, or supernatural being may be illegal. That would be a test.
Now you're cracking me up. That's the ultimate hate crime opposite day.
Thank you.
You're going to have a...
I thought that would be enough. Y'all think that'd be enough?
That was a good clip, JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was.
That
really
was
good,
brother. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
You can go to drcarley.com. I'll say again.
Yeah, put that in the chat if you can.
Oh, I'm not in the chat. I'm not computer savvy as I would like to be, you know.
That's cool,
okay.
Bro.
That's cool, my brother.
But drcarley.com.
Okay.
You should get a whole lot of stuff, you know.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That right there. I mean, you know that there's a group called the House of Medici, and it's spelled M-D-I. Connection to medicine, and these people are like the richest people in Europe at the time. They have popes with this last name, and they're connected to these amounts. Okay, now this is a thing with medicine. Now the devil. Right?
Breaking up again, Dawid. You're breaking up bad.
Am I? Okay. Man, this Skype's about to become toast, man. It's pretty. It's getting whack now.
I know.
So, Brother Joe, you hear me?
Oh, yeah. You was breaking up. I heard you now. But look, let me add this on. You know. Bill Gates gave $1 billion, I think it was back in 1995, he gave $1 billion to the United Nations for a vaccinations program for Africa.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And you know about the stem cells from the stem cells from aborted fetuses, they're putting it in all kind of soft drinks and everything, even the bottled water. So
why would they do some nastiness like that? That's, oh God, this is horrible.
Yeah. And you know about the nano chips, right? The size of a grain of a salt, right? And I had caught a program.
Yeah, that's vaccine.
Vaccine got something to do with, I wouldn't say it's the mark of the beast, but they they shooting these robots and you know, in our bloodstreams, you know. It's all through the syringe. But, you know, we got to do like Jeremiah said. We got to forsake her, you know.
We got... Hey, JoJo?
Yes.
Can you spell that one more time? People didn't get it, and I'm going to type it in the chat room. How do you spell it?
Forsake.
No, no, for the website, doctor.
Oh, Dr. Carly. C-A-R-L-E-Y. Dr. Carly.
C-A-R-L-E-Y. Oh, Dr. Carly, okay.
Yes, yes. And look, Patrick Jordan.
I put
Jordan
that in there.
And Patrick Jordan.
Okay, I got that.
Yes, yes, yes. But, looks like everything coming to a head for us.
Yeah, it looks that way, and I hope people can wake up. Yo, I'm going to do of the Black Messiah Part 3. I think I'm going to do it on the 10th of December, and that will mark the one-year anniversary of They Live Because We Sleep. And in this, I'm going to try to put a lot of things in there. And like I said, I advise everybody to please download the stuff now. You know, if you need a link to it, ask me for it. I'll give you a link to the download section. But if you sign up on the website, you can just get in there. Everything is free. I don't charge for anything. This information came to me free. It goes to you free. You know, I just ask that you use it. Because when they shut this down, that's it. I don't know how many times I got to say that. Now, Brother Joe just played that awesome clip about black magic. You know that goes with the symbol of the serpent and the snake. That's why that symbol's there. That's why that symbol's the same in Sweden, the same in the United States, the same down in South America or in Africa. That symbol is the same. That spirit, that black magic spirit, that demonic spirit that uses mercury to mess with the mind, that is in the chemicals, pharmacia. Okay, now when brother D and I this weekend were talking about why can't our brothers and sisters retain this? You know, why do they you know, why don't they just they get this? It's because mind control, but mind control with that pharmacia, that drug is wreaking havoc on our mind. If we have our home gardens and we start to do fresh juices, eating fresh beets and spinach and parsley, just like that lady said that my blood was the cleanest she's seen in years, all of our blood will be clean. And then when our blood is clean, we'll be able to think clearly. And once we think clearly, then we become the people that we are supposed to be based on the covenant of the Most High. What are those people supposed to be? Priests of the Most High. You see, if we were to start speaking out on who we are and start to saying, look, this is the devil working here. Satan, Mitzram, whatever name you want to call them. These demonic beings are this. And then wake up those so-called Christians, because out of fear, they will join us because they know there ain't no place to go. They know there's no other place to go. And then when we start to proclaim it, show them in prophecy, those damn demons will run back to the caves and where they came from, crawl back in their holes. But we need to be the people. We need to stand up. But we can't stand up like this. We got to clean our systems out. We got to get away from this food. We have to retain this word somehow. Because if we don't do it, it's going to be hard. We do have the ultimate victory, though. We have the ultimate victory. But let's take a stand right now. Okay? Anybody got any comments?
Hold on for a second. I got a few hands up. So let me open up somebody.
Okay, brother.
Okay. 323?
Shalom, it's Sister Leah.
Yes. Do you have any comments?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sister Leah. Hey, hey.
Hey. I just wanted to comment because the school where I teach a performing arts program for our middle school students, there, for a while, a couple of months ago, they were having this barrage of, you know, the students having to be vaccinated. And one of my little dancers was telling me, yeah, they had to put me in this room and I had to, you know, go back and get a shot and they had to do it again and they couldn't find the vein and they had to keep making these children get these shots and they're already in middle school. So I'm thinking to myself, what is the purpose for them having to get vaccinated right now? What are they trying to do to this generation of children? And it just infuriated me because they kept having to make them go get vaccinated before they can go back to school. And they would not let them go back to school until they got these shots. And I just felt helpless. Like, what can I do? What can I do about this right now? You know, if you're not going to let the children set foot back into that building unless they get a shot. But I wanted, you know, so badly to scream to all their parents, like, don't let them stick those needles in those children. I'm, like, in between. I'm so frustrated about it. But I don't know what else to do. But that was all I wanted to say. It's definitely something that they're trying to force in a heavy way, not just the babies, but the older children, too.
Yeah, this is so bad. I don't think people realize how where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's right, bro. That's right. I'm going to open up one more line.
Okay.
Make it,
you see, the question is, what's in the vaccines?
775?
Is it that mark that Brother Joe was talking about?
Shalom. This is Sister Venus. I'm sorry.
Hey, Sister.
I have two comments to make. One comment, just to kind of piggyback on what Sister Lee was saying. I had my experience, and I think it was 2 years ago. I'm in the military. I'm a reservist, so we had to go to lunch. And, you know, in this case it was different because they prevented us, the first batch of people, from actually eating at the dining facility until we were vaccinated with the H1N1 shot. Now, granted, that death in Florida had just not too long occurred with a young Hebrew woman who had died of it. I think it was the first case in Florida. And they put us in a, I want to say, like, we were all lined up. So each person went to one person and got stuck. And I remember after I left, they pretty much removed all the tape. And yeah, I guess they got whomever they wanted to get vaccinated, and everyone else was allowed to go on. And what a lot of people don't know is that before it really comes out in the public, it's, you know, military members get it first. And we have a lot of heroes that are not even aware that who are in the armed forces get these shots. And I can say for myself, for the time that I have been in, that, you know, pretty much my health has had some decline. Because,
yep,
you know, it is a requirement that we get the hepatitis A, hepatitis B, depending upon if you're going to deployment, all these things, you know, ramifications or consequences to your actions, of course, which a lot of people don't want to get into. One thing. Number two, when Brother JoJo was talking and he mentioned CHIP, funny thing, I was sitting down with my son watching a cartoon. Now, this was a weird, very weird cartoon, but I'm watching it, and there's a little girl and a dog. The dog, she goes, she says she's going to put her chip in her dog because her dog is missing. the dog doesn't want to go, and she says to the dog that your civil liberty, that your is more important than your civil liberties, so you're going to get this chip.
Wow.
The chip was for, this is on a Cartoon Network, mind you. This was like, we're in December now. This was in early November. I watched this in the afternoon, like after school. And she took this doctor. They're showing that he's putting his dog through this door, and the dog is acting real funky. He's like, oh, he's good. Then she's like, they're like, there's a problem with this dog. They're saying, well, if you take this chip out of this dog is going to lose his mind, because all this stuff, whatever the pent-up rage or whatever is going on with him, he's going to lose his mind. And I'm thinking, this is a cartoon. The cartoons are telling you what they're doing, too, in the children. They're programming them, preparing them for whatever it is to be, and the kids don't even know. I noticed, I told my son no more, as I started observing the cartoons he was watching, I said no more, because he started acting a little more aggressive than he normally does and not as focused as he normally is. I said no more. You're going to read a book. You know, I read scripture to him, and I call it a day, because, you know, the attack is on us, but the attack now is on the younger generation. I mean, like you said, from the womb on up, you know, to destroy the natural order of things.
Yeah, I mean, it should be obvious now what's going on. Really need to start thinking about who they're targeting and why, you know? Brother D and myself have been doing some really intense research, and the next time we have online, I advise as many can participate in that, because I'm going to start revealing a lot of stuff, because I think it's time to start talking about this. And if there is a time we don't communicate, at least you have that to work with when you're on your own. And I can't stress how important it is.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I talk
brother, I need you now. I need you to repeat that again. You were breaking up, and I know what you were saying was important, so hold it, and then repeat it again.
Am I coming in clear? Okay, yeah, it was breaking up as I was saying that.
Go over that again.
Okay, what I was saying is that I was going to talk about an analogy, because what I was saying is we need to really come together, and we need to get this, get an understanding of what's happening. And, you know, we have to look at it like a puzzle, okay? And I use this analogy a lot, but it's like when we first made that covenant with the Most High, the understanding that we had was our history, okay? It was just a history. It was not a religion. The covenant that we made was for us to be priests to the Gentile, to the world. And what was the priest supposed to do? It was who the Most High was, that there is a creator. Okay? And what was the covenant also accompanied with? It helped us follow that law. Okay? The covenant did not change. You be priest unto me, you are a special treasure unto me. Okay? So therefore, these particular people that covenant was made with will be the ones that speak about the Most High and through the signs and wonders that he's going to show based on them. There are a lot of things that happened within the tribe of Japheth, Shem, and Ham, and Noah, and all of these different individuals. But we have to understand that we are learning this from the mind
of the European, but not just the European, not just the usurper European, but a certain European that is the enemy of these particular people. So everything is mixed up. Okay? What we have to do is we have to put the pieces of a puzzle of 1,000 pieces together without having a true guide on what the picture is supposed to be. But once we put that picture together, we actually see what it's supposed to be, then we will know exactly what's going on. And now that I'm actually getting the full picture of what's happening, they are putting vaccines in our children. They are destroying the housing market to make us homeless. And the world is changing to a point that we feel that there is no turning back. And the people that should be waking up right now, as soon as we finish this broadcast, they go back to sleep. We really need to understand that we don't have much time, and we need to start retaining the things that are said. Start learning the things that are said. Start applying them. Do yourself a favor. Take 1 week. Don't listen to Blog Talk. Just pick up that book. Read one chapter in the Word, just one, completely, and then pick up the book. Ask the Most High to reveal the things to you. Take a step back, okay? Because we need to take this more seriously. You need to be a leader. If you are a Hebrew of the Seed of Yaakov, take this serious, like you don't have a tomorrow, okay? Do a lesson for yourself. And if you have questions, send me an email. Ask me to call. If you want to have a council meeting, I can call up a couple brothers. We can sit down and we can talk. If you have questions about the Word, send the question. We can talk. Okay? I am available right now. I'm available right now. I don't know about tomorrow. Please use this resource while you have it. Now. Brother D, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. I back you up on that. Just to step away sometimes, get the noise out of your head, and start to read yourself. Because I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for anybody but me. When you come into the knowledge of things and coming into the knowledge of the truth, you're eager to learn. You don't find too many people, you know, who's on that path with you. So you have to find somebody that you can meet with, that you can talk to, that you can learn from. And for the most part, that's a lot of people. That's YouTube, that's Blog Talk, that's Ustream. But what happens, we tend to get lazy. We don't open up our books when we go to these classes and we hear this stuff. We don't look it up ourselves. We just go. As I said to Brother Dawid the other day, we just press play. We log on and just press play, and we don't study ourselves, because once the show is over and you're entertained, you don't pick up anything. It becomes fast food learning. Let me go get this 10-minute clip from YouTube. Ooh, look at that. That sounds good. Is it factual? Can you back it up with history? Can you discern the lies and the misteachings? We have to get just press play out of our minds. And there's so much information out there that it's not that hard. It isn't. They give you distractions so you won't learn. You can't retain the knowledge, but it's not that hard. And I noticed that from, you know, just a month of pulling away from Blog Talk and whatever else is out there. The information is there, but we don't have much time, so we have to make sure that we're learning. And just, like I said, do your own research, and it's a big help when you do that.
That's all I want to add, brother.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, brother. And that hit the nail on the head. You know what I mean? We really have to step back a little bit. I mean, you know what? How about this? Why don't you pretend that they've already turned off the internet, they'd already turned off the TV, and you are electricity and whatever you have is already being rationed out. Put yourself in that mind frame, okay? What exactly are you going to do? Crazy? Are you going to step the word? You know? See, if you're already in that mode, you ain't worried. You don't worry about that mode when it comes. Just step back. You know, catch up. If you do something this week, start buy yourself some fresh vegetables. Try to say, okay, I'm going to detox myself. Find out a way to just detox. I'm actually going to put together some videos on detoxing recipes and a few workout tips. And I'm going to try to do this to give people advice on how to prepare. Okay, and I'll give you some education that's going to finish in a few weeks, and then that's over with, and then I can concentrate 100% on this. Hopefully we got time for that. But I'm telling y'all right now, go on the internet, just type in detox, heavy metals, how to detox heavy metals. Put that in a search. Start looking up the chemicals in the water. How do I get rid of them? And then after you start to detox yourself, go on a fast. Do a fast. Try not to eat anything for a day or two. Do a fast. Clear your mind. And then pick up that word. Pick up that word. Ask the Most High to guide you. Okay? Ask the Most High to clear that fog. And I guarantee you, once you do that, you will be there. Then all I ask is just you just go to my website, listen to the blog that I did like almost 2 years ago now. Start with number one. And work your way up. I'm going to tell you, I did things in order. Every single broadcast that I do relates to the next. Every single one relates to the next and the next and the next. And if you can follow through, you will get a tremendous amount of information that will save you. Okay? When I say save you, I mean you will understand what's going on. And you will be peaced in your heart because you know the Most High is real. But the thing is, you need to do what you have been sent here to do. This is actually a wonderful time for you to shine. Okay? But you cannot shine in this state of chemical warfare. You can't shine in that state. You got to clear that fog out. Got to clear it out. Anybody got anything to say on that?
Yeah, this is Sister Jazz.
Hold on.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sister.
I would like to add on what you just said. That is so true, because with everything that's put in front of us as fog and smoke and everything that they're putting in our foods and medicines and water, try the detox and pray to the Most High for what it is that needs to be revealed to you. And even like as of right now, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of chemtrails. That stuff is real. They are spraying stuff on us. Barium, I think it's called barium oxide.
Definitely.
And aluminum, this and that. But, you know, I talked to somebody that knew a little bit more about that because I was curious. I was like, what is this chemtrail thing? And those things that they are spraying on us, they say they're manipulating the weather. Okay, they might be doing that, okay? But the things that are falling down onto us and onto our plants and our flowers and our gardens, the main cause of those things that they are spraying on us is to dumb us down. It's to desensitize those emotions that we have where, you know, when you get upset, you know, if you see something that's unjust or you see something being done wrong as far as the government goes or whatever. That's what those things are there for. They are there to not let us get upset. And so, therefore, you say, oh, well, it's okay. The government knows what he's doing. It's, you know, they know what they're doing. It's going to be fine. No, they are doing that for a purpose. And so
yep.
I just wanted to add that to say what Brother D just said. Yes,
you have to detox yourself. You have to get on. You have to get into your spiritual side, and before you pick up that book and open it up and see his word and see what he's trying to reveal to you, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And I'm speaking for myself. It's not that hard.
Nope.
You know, the evil powers are busy. They are busy against us. And it's getting bad. It brings tears to your eyes when you see all this stuff that they're doing. But that's why the Most High says, stick with me. Stick with my word. I won't let nothing come nay. But a lot of people don't get it. They don't get it. And that's all I have to say. You know, it's true. It's real. He's real. He's there. That book was not just written from somebody's dream. That is real history. It's our history.
You know something, sister? What people don't realize is that power is ours. I mean, all we have to do is acknowledge the Most High. And then we need to point out simply those control. Right? Once we point that those people are not the people, then to fall apart because they have to defend that. And they cannot defend it in this day and age because the truth is staring you in the face.
Yes, it is.
The Most High people aren't going to do what they're doing to this planet. They got all this power, but yet they're destroying the Most High's earth. You know what I'm saying? We need to come together, but with our right minds.
Right.
You know, I don't want to criticize. I mean, it's like, you just get so frustrated because you know all we need to do, but yet people just want to be entertained. You know? I mean, you've been entertained so much in the United States that you just want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. That is so right. And everybody seems to be comfortable with that. Everybody's becoming accustomed to the norm. And it's like, no. You're thinking fast, you know, if you choose that, you know, to just sit back and, like you said, you press play and you watch these things that are out there on YouTube and all of these live stream areas. And like you said, as soon as it's done, people move on to something else. But no, we can't afford to be that way. That's not what the Most High wants for us. So.
You know what they're watching reality, and artificial intelligence. You do not know how to predict.
We can't understand you, brother.
Sorry about that. What I said was, you are watching reality on artificial intelligence, and many of us don't know how to separate the two. When you turn off this artificial intelligence, you think you turn off reality, but reality is still there. Reality is going to knock on your door. Real FEMA camp. You see the FEMA camp on YouTube, and you think it's just in there for entertainment. But that entertainment is really being set up for you. So what you need to separate this reality and this artificial intelligence and understand that it's real. So when soul searching and open up that real book and read that real word and find out what you really need to do. Anybody got anything to say on that?
Now that's real. that is it. But see, brother, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing. Even with everything we're up against, right? There are things that we can do. I mean, this is our mindset, and they dumbed us down with this too.
if the Most High has a plan for the human body, right, how to take care of it, and if we just give up and say, okay, they poison everything, so out of everything that's poison, I'm going to go get the worst thing out there because what difference does it make? Why should I try? But you're still disobeying the Most High. If your body is a temple, I mean, the spirit of the Most High can't dwell in something rotten. People think they can eat what they want to eat, put all kind of filth in their body, and they're going to receive a message from the Most High. And the minute gout sets in,
yep,
from overeating, your lungs been blasted from cigarettes, then you say, the devil attacked me. Actually, you're the devil. You attacked yourself. Yep. You're the devil. Step back and put that physical man in check. Put him in check. I mean, if you're going to eat like a horse, you're going to lie around like a horse. I'm just going to add one more thing, brother, just to point this out. If you've ever looked at National Geographic and you notice how the big cats, like the lions and tigers, they hunt down their prey, they kill it, right? They sit there and chew that meat down, and then you see them, they go somewhere and wallow around for, you know, they'll lay around for a day until it's time to do it again. Well, see, we do the same thing, but here's the difference between us and big cats. Our colons are about 25 to 30 feet long. A cat's colon is about six feet. So he can gulp that stuff down, put all that bad meat in his body. But remember, that food's only traveling 6 feet from the mouth to the tail. Us, we chomp on food, won't chew it properly, and then this food's got to travel 25 feet. So now it's rotten on the inside. You've got petrified food in your system. You're sluggish. Your colon dies down. The colon is a muscle, one of the most important muscles in the body. All disease starts right in the colon. So, yes, they are poisoning things, but there are things we can do. You don't give up. The Most High is with you when you're with him. Doesn't work the other way around. Oh, I'm not going to be with the Most High, but the Most High is going to save me. No. The Most High is with you when you're with him. So,
yeah.
It's something to keep in mind, brother. Something to keep in mind, how we gorge ourselves and eat like animals, and then we want a message from the Most High. It doesn't work that way.
No, it don't work that way. And this is an opportunity. Look, it's not too late. You can start next week. You can say, okay, this week I'm going to detox my body and do a fast. Detox and fast. Detox and fast. And then get into this word. All right? This is the problem. This is the problem. You see, now what they're going to do is there's some healthy people out there that are detoxing. They are eating right, exercising. They want to make sure those people get vaccinated forcibly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Forcibly vaccinated. And I know y'all heard about that. Okay, I'm going to play this last clip before we, if it takes us into overtime, it'll do that. But I wanted to play it just to have it documented on here. And hopefully y'all know exactly what this means. Okay, I'm going to play this, and I'll be back. It's 4 minutes ago. It's called, 6-7 National Defense.
The National Defense Authorization Act empowers the U.S. military to operate on American soil. They can arrest American citizens and cart them off to detention centers anywhere in the world. basically turning the entire homeland into a battlefield and allowing the military to arrest individuals and detain them indefinitely without trial. Now, this violates every aspect of a free society by denying Americans their constitutionally protected right to due process. How do you think the average American is going to respond?
The same way they responded at the Kent State massacre when National Guard troops were used to fire live ammunition on students who were nonviolently protesting the Vietnam War. The American public was outraged.
The military is here to defend us, not to prosecute us and arrest us and throw us in jail. I think it's a sneak attack by Congress and people to, you know, counter the movement on Wall Street.
These people are saying that the passing of the bill, basically it means to them that the Rubicon has been crossed. That this means America will become complete and possibly irreversible totalitarian military state.
Well, then our only hope is some defective armed force members.
I think that's our only chance, is the military needs to enforce our Constitution, and our congressmen are trampling over the rules that were established over 200 years ago. And that's the whole problem. There's too much corruption in the executive branch and in the congressional.
What would you say to active military who might be told to enforce this bill?
Listen, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, 31 uniform, airborne. I'll tell you what. Very simply, we take an oath to protect this country from threats both foreign and domestic.
It's not good. It's not healthy for our democracy, for the American Army to be involved.
For those people who say that, oh, it could never happen here, it could never happen to us, those are called the famous last words. Many times throughout history, situations have happened where governments have turned their military against its citizens. You know what? History repeats itself. If that eventuality does happen, you have to remind yourself that these are your brothers and sisters and neighbors and people you went to school with. And remember what you're truly fighting for. It's for our Constitution, not for these puppets who are actually our servants who have run amok.
Now, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, recently appeared on the InfoWars Nightly News, and he warned people that we are now at the point where all that will save liberty in America is another American revolution.
But really, you should see this as a declaration of war against the American people. That's how we should see it. We need to stop this right now. If we don't, Alex, I do believe that there will be no recourse except another revolution. Otherwise, we are going to be lost. We will be put in the same position as the Founding Fathers were in 1775.
I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on.
The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
There's a lot of constitutionalists out there who are in such an uproar that they are saying that this bill places us in almost exactly the same position that our forefathers were in when they were forced to take up arms in defense of liberty back in 1775.
Well, to those people, I would say it's a culmination of things that have put us in that position, and I would agree that the architects, the great and highly intelligent architects, that constructed our infrastructure, the way we do business and the way we do politics and the way we live here in America, they would turn over in their graves and they would be very ashamed of us and how far we've let this go.
Indefinite detention without due process leaves citizens without the legal protection of the Constitution, and it strikes at the very heart of the essence of U.S. law. It is positively shameful that any elected representative would even consider voting for such an assault on so sacred a fundamental value as the right to due process. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
And of course, John McCain is the one who introduced legislation in 2010 along very similar lines. Great report from Darren. He obviously put a lot into it.
This is Sister Jasmine. I'm on air. If there's anybody else out there that's logged into the chat room, please let me know. Type something. Can anybody hear me? Type it in the chat room if you can hear me. Okay. Okay, I can hear you, Sister Jazz. Okay. So the only person missing is Brother Dawid. Okay. Oh, Brother Dawid, you can hear me. Okay, but we can't hear you. I can only hear Sister Venus. Okay, that's me you hear, T.B. Blakely. This is Sister Jazz. I only hear a woman. Okay. Brother Dawid is saying, okay.
All right, I'm back.
Yay!
I was off. I lost connection. I'm back in.
Okay.
Let me open something up here. Hold on one second. Derek, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay.
You got knocked off for a second. Yeah, you had anything you want to add on?
Well, another thing I wanted to get into, actually, besides all that, is the fact that
I think it's breaking up again. Hold on one second, brother. Hold on.
Okay.
323, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Nope, you're breaking up also.
Oh, wow.
More and see if I can get it. If I can hear somebody, hold on for a second. 313?
Okay, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Okay. Okay. It's, I wonder if this happens to other shows on Blog Talk.
I haven't heard it happen to any shows.
No, I'm talking about like the ones that are up on the, because they got a lot of shows up here and quality,
Yeah.
Go completely silent like that and for that long.
Yeah, but I've been having problems with Skype all week though, so I'm not gonna blame Blog Talk. I think Skype has something to do with it. There might be something wrong with the connection or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been talking for the last 5 minutes.
But anyway. Yeah, man.
Well, hey, I wanted to mention something. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, look, I don't know if you guys have heard what's going on with what China said, because just the other day, it was earlier this week, and, they've been talking about going into Syria and Iran.
Now, wait, hold on, brother.
Okay.
Brother, hold on 1 second. We got like 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. So what's
going
to happen is
okay.
We're going to have to go into overtime. I'm going to play something, and then I want you to finish after the song ends, and then what we can do is we'll just take it on the other side. Okay, brother?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm going to play this one clip. This is about the, let me just play, see if I can find some music. Okay, I'm going to play this, and then what we'll do is we'll complete it on the other side. All right.
Okay.
Now we shine your shoes like a looking glass. When that water hit them shoes, it roll right off. Shine. Now I will shine that jewel like a looking glass, make a fly through that door. Not too late, shine. Now we get them jewel like a looking glass, the water hit them, they're gonna roll right off, shine. Now we put them shoes right on the lip when you know them shoes gonna shine, they gonna glitz. Now we hit them shoes like a looking glass, them shoes gonna do the natural light shine. Now we gonna hit them shoes like a looking glass when that water hit them, they gonna roll right off, shine.
It is glorious, this history of ours. It is a great story, that of the Negro in America. It begins way before America was America, or the USA, the USA. It covers a wide span, our story. Let me tell it to you.
Blues ain't culture. They sounds of oppression against the white man's game he's run on us all these blue years. Blues is struggle, strangulation of our people, cause we couldn't off the white mother socking it to us. But now, when I hear Billy's soft, soulful sighs of Am I Blue, I say, no, sweet Billy, no mo'. No mo' blue trains running on this track, they all been derailed. Am I Blue, sweet baby blue Billy? No, I'm black and ready.
Hello.
Okay.
Sound is back.
Still broke up. The Skype is messing up.
Okay.
Hey, do y'all,
yeah, messing up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take this off for Skype and let's take this over to Blog Talk. I mean, let's take it offline then.
Take it offline on Skype?
Yeah, I think so, because it's just pointless.
Okay.
We'll just head on over to Skype, huh?
Yeah, I'll log on now.
Okay,
well, let me say a closing prayer.
All right.
I just want to say, Heavenly Father, thank you for us together. Well, let me mute everything out. Okay. I had to mute everybody out. What we'll do is we'll take offline everybody. I think you have my Skype number. It's Dawid Yaakob. You go to Dawid Yaakob, and then we'll sign you in. We have the meeting there for a few minutes. We'll just extend it overtime on there. But what I want to do here is, since we're having a lot of technical, we're just going to have to close off Blog Talk, and then we'll just go to our offline meeting. But first, I want to say thank you so much for coming. I want to thank the moderator. I want to ask those that, please heed what I say, and I hope that you do some detoxing and do some prayer. And get into the Word, you know, try to turn this off, this Blog Talk off, about a week,
you know. And I'm gonna do a broadcast on the 10th of December. And if you don't catch it, then you can also get it in the archive, okay? Even if that hinders your fast, and don't even listen to that, you know. I'm gonna still be here. I'm gonna be here as long as I'm living. I'm gonna be talking, and you can always find it on WhoNet. So if you missed the broadcast, you can get the archives on WhoNet. But I'm gonna do that on there. But I actually interrupted my prayer. I just want to say, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for joining us here today. We ask that you continue to bless us, O Father. I ask that from the strongholds of this demonic being, O Father. O Father, at the end of the day, we know that you are in control, so there is nothing to worry about. We understand, Heavenly Father, that covenant was made with us for us to wake up at this time, and they are destroying this world, so we do not wake up. But it is too late, O Father. Because your seed has woken up, O Father. Your seed has acknowledged you, O Father. And they are scared to death of that, O Father. Father, we know that in your word you said that you will come and you will make things right. Father, we are waiting for you to come. We just ask that you wake up the brothers and sisters that need to be awakened at this time. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity so far. Heavenly Father, I ask that you can keep a humble heart. I thank you for my friends. We pray this prayer in the name of Yahushua's precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, y'all, thank you so much for coming. I'll see you on Skype. Shalom.